Family Baggage, written by Monica McInerney and read by Katie Milty.
Still no sign of Lara, I see. As she spoke, Mrs. Lamerton was fingering the corners of her mouth, checking for lipstick residue. Harriet wondered if she should tell her there was a mark of her too red lipstick on her front teeth. She decided against it. I'm afraid not. Clive ignored Mrs. Lamerton and spoke directly to Harriet. She's looking for her too. Who is this Lara? Lord Lucan's daughter? Another cackle and another flash of the white teeth. Mrs. Lamerton gave Clive a haughty glare before Harriet hurriedly introduced them. Mrs. Lamerton's manner defrosted. The uniform working its magic again, Harriet realised. Lara and I formulated the Willoughby tour together, and I am greatly puzzled and still unsatisfied as to why she isn't here. In fact, it's a disappointment. I thought she would have put the tour first, before any other commitments that may have arisen. That's a good point. So where is she then?
Clive looked back and forth between the two of them. Harriet felt like glaring at him. With his brown skin and brown eyes, he suddenly reminded her of a monkey, a nosy monkey.
She unfortunately couldn't make it. Something else came up. At the last minute. She couldn't say they didn't know where she'd gone or what had happened. I think it had something to do with the tourism course she's doing in Bath.
Bath's only a couple of hours from St. Ives, Clive said. She could nip over and join us when she's finished, couldn't she?
Now the pair of them were staring her down. Harriet tried to stand her ground.
That might be unlikely. She asked me to apologise on her behalf.
So you've spoken to her?
Mrs. Lamerton leapt at the news.
Not exactly. She left a message.
That sound again.
Well, it all sounds queer to me, Clive said cheerfully. Come on then, Mrs. Lamerton. First year, first served. Let me help you onto the bus.
I'm sure I can manage.
Of course you can. I'm just looking for an excuse to put my arm around you.
Once again, Mrs. Lamerton surprised Harriet with a girlish giggle. Perhaps her fantasy of Mrs. Lamerton clutching Clive to her chest wasn't that far-fetched, she thought, as she watched them head for the pile of luggage.